All right, all right. Take it easy. It's not that important. I'm just going to talk for like a little over half an hour. No one's going to get hurt. Just take it easy. God.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
Just calm down. It's going to be all right.
Whatever.
Unbelievable. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Really?
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the... Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. I sound a little too enthusiastic, and I'm noticing that myself because I have headphones on. And you don't want to sound overly enthusiastic. That's kind of weird. You know, that's like, well, what are you doing? What's your point there? So, excuse me if I was doing that. I really meant to be mellow and deep and thoughtful. So, welcome. I don't really know who you are, really, personally or otherwise, but I think that shouldn't stand in the way of both of us having a fine relationship. Plutonic. Just plutonic. I'm going to say something that is not popular. Ron, everything you say isn't popular. What are you talking? Here's the deal. My listeners on this program, and most people that listen to radio similar type programs, especially talk programs, are, by definition, intelligent people. I know. That's fine. You are intelligent. You're intelligent by virtue of the fact that you can tolerate me. That's also called tolerance, but I also think you're intellectual. Because you're interesting in hearing things talked out. It means you're showing an interest in society and humanity and things that occur around you because they affect your life and everything about you. It's called environment. It's called climate. So you're intelligent by definition. You're also quite attractive. But that's besides the point. You're intelligent. You're aware. You seek information. Those of you that don't, I won't call you stupid. I will rather call you disconnected or not with it. Or I wouldn't call you stupid. I would call you not really properly advanced. Oh. Misinformed? No, because then you'd be informed, but you were misinformed. No, people that that don't stay in touch and don't know what's going on are not stupid. They are just disconnected. Being disconnected right now in our society is a very dangerous situation. If you walk around with your hands over your ears and with a blindfold on, you are literally of no help whatsoever to anybody. You can live your life any way you wish, but don't come crawling to me. What's going on? What's happening? I didn't hear about that. Why didn't you hear about that? There's so much going on. So much stuff is being bombarded at us day and night. Now, maybe it's just me, which should be the title of my new book, but it's not. Maybe it's just me because I'm in this, like, you have to know everything kind of business. You're not, so maybe you just don't. But it's very important for you to know what's going on around you. These are things that are going on around you. They're circling you like wagons in the old West. You have to be informed. You have to participate in the voting system. So I just say thank you for being an intellectual person, you that are listening to this show. Thank you very much. I just wanted to say that. I didn't have to say it. I wanted to say it. Now, let's talk about Brett Kavanaugh. And if you dare say to me, who is that? Then we have nothing to talk about. We just have nothing to talk about. Because that's big in the news. Brett Kavanaugh is President Trump. My body just shook. Inappropriate president, has appointed Brett Kavanaugh, who is a judge, to the Supreme Court, where you are a judge for life. For life. That's bizarre. That's bizarre in itself, in its own definition. I don't know of any other category where, yeah, you're hired for the job until you drop dead. Well, that's a hell of a contract. So it's a very important position, you see. So this position has to be approved by a committee of people, you know, like your PTA, like in your school or something. And there has been an accusation by a Dr. Ford, who is a lady who claims that she was sexually assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh when they were both in high school at a party. She said that looked like he was drunk, forced her into a room, on her back on the bed, tried to rip her clothing off. She was struggling and she started to make noise, and Brett Kavanaugh apparently, allegedly, put his hand over her mouth. She couldn't breathe. She thought he was going to inadvertently kill her because he was so drunk, he didn't know what he was doing, and he tried to mount her right there and sexually assault her. That's the allegation. Brett Kavanaugh says, no, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. Of course, she's alleging that he was like totally passed out drunk practically, so he wouldn't remember it happened. And apparently his friend who was in the room with him, a guy named Mark Judge, last name is just a coincidence, Mark Judge was in the room. Mark Judge has since written a book about alcohol addiction, how he and his friends in high school, used to go around doing tremendously horrible things to people when they were drunk. They were pass out drunk for a whole year in high school, whatever the case may be. So, you know, the accusation is possible. Here's the problem. The committee members have already come out in public and said, I'm sticking by Brett Kavanaugh no matter what. He's going to be the Supreme Court justice. I believe in him. I believe he's telling the truth. And that's it. And that's it. We'll have the little talk and stuff like that. She can present her case. But I'm telling you, I believe Brett Kavanaugh. And I'm going to put him through the Supreme Court. And the Democrats on the other side are saying, well, we believe the accuser. We're pretty sure that the accusers don't come out right away. This happened 35 years ago, but, you know, it takes a while for them to come out. And you know, this goes back and forth. Here's my problem, because I've been on jury duty before, which has been a horrible, horrible experience, and I'll get into that someday. But I've been on jury duty. If I dared say, I believe that the guy is guilty no matter what, they wouldn't put me on the jury. They'd say, get out of here. You can't be on the jury. You can't do a vote. You can't be on a jury. You just said that you're biased toward this person. You don't care. Well, how can a committee member publicly say, I believe Brett Kavanaugh no matter what happens, and I'm going to vote for him no matter what happens? You can't vote. You can't be on the committee if you do that. You can't be a biased person. Says, I don't care what the other person says. You can't do that. Then get the hell off the committee. You have to have your ears open. You have to be open to what you're going to hear, not to have pre-decided no matter what happens. I believe in Brett Kavanaugh. Get off of the committee. How is this allowed? What kind of country is this? What kind of country is this? How is that allowed? Ron, once again, you're getting out of control. Just calm down. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Thank you for telling me that. And just calm down, my God. Jeez, what the hell's wrong with you? Well, because if I wasn't animated and I didn't, like, raise my voice, then you'd fall asleep. Hey, Ron, we're doing that anyway. Hey! Come on, that's not fair. Get off my committee. Anyway, those are my thoughts about it. I don't know if Brett Kavanaugh is lying, telling the truth. I don't know if this Dr. Blasey Ford is telling the truth. I'm ready to hear them. I'm ready to hear some witnesses, if possible. Bring some witnesses on. Witnesses. You know? But anybody that says, well, I categorically believe that he's a sex molester, I categorically believe that she's a liar, get off the committee, man. Get off the committee. You can't be on the committee. You can't be on. What is going on here? What kind of strange rigged country are we in? It's been very weird lately. And you know why it's been very weird? Because the man, quote-unquote man, at the top of this mountain of crap has perpetrated this imbalance, this insanity. When I watch the president, again, quote unquote, air quotes, when I watch the president speak and I hear his seething anger and his need to tell everybody they suck unless it's himself. If your name isn't Trump, you suck. I every time I hear him yell and scream and put people down and bully them and criticize them to the point of oblivion, I say to myself, this is not a fair man. This is a psychopath. This is an imbalanced individual. Now, I'm not suggesting that anybody wear wiretap equipment when speaking to him so that they can prove how imbalanced he is. Although I do believe if someone did wear a wiretap, that would indeed prove how imbalanced he is. It's just scary to me to have a man at the top of the country and thus, unfortunately, on top of the world, as far as his prowess is concerned, to be so imbalanced, to be so angry, to be so anti-everything, to call the press the enemy of the people. That's like dictatorship handbook stuff. This guy scares the hell out of me. He scares me, and yet at the same time, he doesn't. To me, he's pathetic. He's a 5-year-old child sitting in the big boy room, sitting on the furniture that's been covered in plastic. I feel sorry for him. He's an idiot. But nonetheless, he does have this position. Who do I blame for that? Is it him? Yeah, he manipulated himself in there. He did it with the Russian people. I truly believe that. I'm not voting. I'm not on a committee, so I can say that. I will be voting. Certainly I'll be voting. The man hates women. That a way to get votes, Don. Express how much you hate and mistrust women and refer to their pussies as playgrounds. You have many accusers saying that you molested, that he molested you. How you ran beauty pageants and used to go to the dressing rooms and just stand there and gawk at them. I mean, this is the guy you put in the White House? What, are you crazy? This is a guy who supported Roy Moore for a political position, even though he used to have sex with children. I mean, what kind of message This is a guy who talked about Hurricane Maria hitting Puerto Rico and said that this is an island that happens to be surrounded by water, or that the storm is going to make things very wet. I mean, come on, man. Who are you trying to kid? It's funny, and it's not. Anyway, boy, I've spent a good amount of the program complaining about him. That's never really what I intend to do. So I move on at this point. I was walking around the city of Boston. Our studios are in the Boston area. The greater Boston area. Really greater. I was walking around Boston. I love to walk around a city because there's so much to look at and so much to do. I live in a neighborhood where I walk around the block. It's the same houses, the same people, the same grass, the same mailboxes. It's just boring as hell. And I just don't enjoy it. But I just walk around the city because there's people and you got to watch out for traffic and there's restaurants and bars. And I just walk all day. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. So I was doing that on Sunday. And I walked by a restaurant, and the name of the restaurant was, and you may be familiar with this restaurant chain, I really don't know how big the chain is, it's called The Friendly Toast. And I thought, what the hell is that? What kind of name of a restaurant is The Friendly Toast? So I looked at it, and there were people sitting there outside, a little cafe area, and they were eating toast. They were eating French toast. And eggs and things like that. It's a breakfast place that I guess you can have breakfast all day. It's all variations on breakfast items involving toast. And I thought, this is one of the stupidest names of a restaurant I've ever seen. It was doing really good business. There are actually people sitting there waiting to get a table. And I felt like walking up to these people and saying, excuse me, you don't know me. My name is Ron. Hello. You realize the name of this restaurant is The Friendly Toast, and you're sitting here waiting for a table at The Friendly Toast. What is this, a Disney World ride? What the hell are you doing? I just find the name so insanely absurd. The Friendly Toast. And I'm thinking, hey, I'll open up a restaurant called The Angry Sausage. How about that? The Angry Sausage. So just weird. You really expect a place to be named like Maria's Breakfast Nook or something? Like The Friendly Toast. Toast can't be friendly. Don't assign adjectives and adverbs to noun. You can't do an adverb to a noun, I don't believe. But don't call a piece of toast friendly. It could be the buttered toast or the toast with syrup on it. Or the egg-laden toast. But toast isn't friendly. I've never gone into my refrigerator and started looking at the vegetables and the food items and attaching various emotions to them. Look at the sad eggs. Oh my God, look at the sad, sad eggs. They don't look happy. Sad eggs. I don't understand. I don't understand the terminology involved here. Sad eggs. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at the sympathetic coffee. It's always been good to me and sympathetic whenever I feel down. Friendly toast! Anyway, I don't know if you found that interesting or not. I certainly did. It kind of bothered me all day. Then I thought, maybe I should be in therapy, because all I did was just walk around the city, and what I took from the entire 6 hours of walking around was my great disdain for the name of a restaurant. What's wrong with me? Why would that bother me so much? And for days after that, I would talk to people, and Ron, how you doing? I'm doing fine. Can you believe? I was walking through Boston, this place is called The Friendly Toast. Can you believe that? Ron, all I did was ask how you were. What's going on? Are you all right? Is there a problem? Is your chair squeaking too much? Listen to this. Listen, can you hear that? Probably not. Yeah, that's awful. That's my chair. You would think that by now I would have had a nicer chair. Oh my goodness. Look. Look over there on the breakfast table. It's the pissed off grapefruit.
Aww.
Oh, it looks so angry and pissed off. As a matter of fact, if you squeeze the grapefruit really hard, it will piss off in your face. It will squirt at you. Yeah. Yeah. Angry toast? No. Pissed off grapefruit? Good name for a restaurant. I kind of like that. There's a restaurant chain called Friendly's. Have you been there? Let me tell you something. Not accurate. Not accurate. I mean, when you walk in, sometimes they say hello. How friendly can high school kids be? There was a Friendly's near me, like, a lot of them have closed down, I guess. I guess they weren't all that friendly. I remember going in there, and everybody in the place was like high school age. And everybody. I think they had one adult who was the manager, who was like more or less a chaperone, because all these kids were high school age. And they had like a kitchen that you could see from all points in the restaurant. It was like an open kitchen kind of concept. And you could see that the cook was like 16 years old or something like that. And I'm thinking, ooh, I mean, this doesn't the kid have pimples? Shouldn't these things be covered up? And they all wore hairnets, even these attractive teenage girls. That sounds really awful, doesn't it? Well, no, they were cute little teenage girls. I mean, I know, you know, I'm just saying. But they're wearing hairnets, and you know, nobody looks good in a hairnet. Nobody looks good in a hairnet. My mother used to wear a hairnet when she'd put curlers in her hair before she went to bed. She would take like half an hour curling her hair up for no reason whatsoever, because all she was going to do the next day was go to the supermarket. But she had to look good. She had to look good for the frozen food aisle. Never know who you're going to meet in the frozen food aisle. Another person may see me. If my hair isn't perfect, my entire reputation is shot, Ron. She would curl up her hair, spray all this kind of crap into it, put a hairnet over it, and then kiss me goodnight with cold cream all over her face. And it was like, Mom, don't ever touch me again. My parents were divorced when I was 13, and now I know why. There's no way my father could have looked at that every night and said, I find you quite sexy. No, you're not sexy with a hairnet on. Nobody is. Nobody ever was sexy with a hairnet on. And yet at Friendly's, they're all wearing hairnets, which is important because I don't want their hair or their pimple juice on my eggs. Ew. Seriously? Did you have to say that? I just never understood why they call it Friendly's, that's all. I mean, you would figure if you walked into a place called Friendly's, they would be overly friendly. Like, you'd walk in and they go, oh my God, how are you? Thank you so much for coming. Oh, thank you. How are you? How's everything? Do you want a table? Do you want a booth? If you want a booth, I'll get you a booth, because I am so friendly. Oh, how's everything? Oh, you're looking wonderful. Oh, hi. Do you want to be my friend? After you leave the restaurant, here's my phone number. Call me. We can go out and have coffee at a different place, whatever you want. I am so friendly. Oh, and wait till you meet the cook. Oh, he is so friendly. Oh, he'll come over while he's cooking your breakfast and tell you all about his life and listen to everything you have to say. Yeah, I don't think I want a place to be named Friendly. I don't want them to be that friendly to me. Sometimes when I go to restaurants, especially the waitress. I'll call them waitresses. They're the female part of the waiter thing. They will come over. I'm sorry, the female servers. I'm sorry. And they'll say, hi, my name is Marcia. I'll be waiting on you today. And I feel like saying, hello, my name is Ron. I'm the customer. I'll be ordering food from you today. I do that sometimes to be funny. And guess what? They never laugh at that. They don't find that humorous in the least. In the least. Not by any stretch of the imagination. As far as you can stretch your imagination, they do not find it humorous. And then they bring the check, and at the bottom, it says, thank you, comma, Marcia, and sometimes there's a little heart next to it. I don't know what that means. Am I supposed to meet them in the back when the shift is over? I don't know what the heart means. What does that mean? It means they want you to tip them a lot because they're being extra friendly. That's what we call a tease. A tease for money, which is very common in the industry. All right. We're going to switch gears now, and we're going to talk about... My mother, speaking of my mother, she instilled upon me that I should be taking fish oil every day. I've done routines about this. Fish oil apparently is very good for the body. It makes you very, very smart. It's good for circulation. But, you know, fish aren't the smartest people around. They're not even people. They swim all day and they never get out and never see me eating anything. Salmon, they swim upstream against the current. What the hell's wrong with you? You got a problem? Everybody else is going down with the stream. You're going up the stream. What kind of fish oil are you taking? But my mother said, take fish oil every single day. And I have. So I thought it'd be interesting to speak to a fish oil omega-3 expert. It's just not, you know, there's different types of omega-3s, not just found in fish. So I thought we'd do that. And by the way, to my Jewish friends, Happy New Year.
Gentlemen, have you ever been in the mood for a nice knish or maybe bagel and a schmear, but you're also in the mood for some exotic dancing? You can't find those in the same place. Until now. I'm Moishe Kaufman, inviting you to come visit us at Moishe's Knish and Strippers, the area's first genuine kosher deli and titty bar. Come in and rock out with your locks out and check out our dancers. These girls are so nice you'll plots, and they're all certified kosher. Maybe not the kind of girl you bring home to mother, but once you see Delia fold a dollar bill without using her hands, you won't care what mom thinks. Look, Bubby, you're in a strip club. That alone is enough to kill her, so live a little. Every Thursday, don't miss our buns and brisket buffet from noon to 6. Moishe's Knish and Strippers is closed on the Sabbath. Hey, we might be a little unorthodox, but we're not heathens.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great. This is Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum. She's a cardiologist, and she's the attending cardiologist and director of women's health, heart health at Northwell Lenox Hill Hospital, New York City. She's New York Magazine has named her one of the 10 best in the area, and she joins us now. So we got the expert here. Here's the deal. I've been told for a long time to get into the omega-3 world, and I do on and off. What are the benefits of this?
Well, omega-3 is an essential nutrient. It is beneficial for overall health. It supports healthy blood flow in the arteries and prevents cardiovascular disease. It supports cardiovascular health and cognitive brain health. It's good for the joints, the skin, the eyes. So omega-3s do a lot of stuff. And the issue with it is that as important as it is, the body doesn't make it. So we have to get it from outside sources.
Okay. Now, I know if we eat enough certain types of fish, they're very rich in omega-3s, but most people don't eat fish every day.
What we recommend through the American Heart Association is fatty fish like salmon, sardines, and mackerel should be eaten 2 servings per week.
Okay.
And believe it or not, a lot of people don't even get enough through that and through their diet.
Yeah.
And in that situation, supplementation could be an option.
Okay. Now, on the supplementation... I don't know how much to take to be when I go to the store and the over-the-counter thing, there are thousands of choices, and I don't know which ones are good and which ones are bad, or not as good as the other, nor the dosage. Can you help me out there?
Absolutely. So you're right. We have seen there have been so many reports out there of some supplements that really are not manufactured well. Mm-hmm. And it becomes important to have an understanding of what is a good quality product and looking at the label and making sure that it's purely manufactured is incredibly important. Mm-hmm. But what we recommend in terms of the milligrams is 1,000 milligrams of that omega-3 per day.
All right. Okay. It's also found in other foods besides fish, though. I know some nuts, apparently. Is that true?
Yes, and you can get it in flax seeds and nuts. It's not absorbed the same way. So it's really part of a healthy diet.
Okay.
And certainly nuts and flax seeds, we know the omega-3s in these foods are important and helpful. But they don't increase your omega-3 level in your blood quite the same that the fatty fish do.
Okay.
And again, that's when supplementation might be helpful.
Okay. What if someone says, hey, I take a multivitamin every day. I know there's omega-3s in there. I guess I should check and see just how much there is in there because it's probably not sufficient.
Yeah, we have really taught ourselves that a multivitamin is enough. And there have been so many studies out there that really show for prevention, a multivitamin might not be the way to go.
Uh-huh.
And certainly when we look at things that have blood test levels, like an omega-3,
mm-hmm.
you can actually figure out what your own personal needs are by getting a blood test that's called an omega-3 index level.
Oh.
And you might need more omega-3s that are in your multivitamin, and your multivitamin might not be helpful for you.
Oh. So do I have to go to my doctor to get this particular panel on a blood test, or are there other ways to get it?
So you can talk to your doctor and ask for an omega-3 index level.
Uh-huh.
You can go to this website called knowyouromega3s.com, and there's a short quiz there that can help you sort of determine what your levels might be
mm-hmm.
based on your lifestyle. And one of the neatest things that's going on now is Walmart has a wellness day on September 21st and 22nd.
Okay.
And at these Walmarts, there'll be free omega-3 test kits that are being supplied by MegaRed, an omega-3 supplement. And you could just pop into Walmart and get an omega-3 test done right there and get your number.
Oh, and I could also buy something. Okay.
And you can.
that's convenient. Okay. Do they sell test kits also? Are there such a thing?
No, not yet. And
okay.
as of right now, you've got to go talk to your doctor or go on that website, knowyouromega3s.com.
All right. That's very helpful. So this is something that the body does not manufacture itself, yet it is essential and it only helps everything. Are there any downsides to omega-3 by any chance?
There's always a downside to everything, right? We can argue that.
Okay.
But I really, more isn't better. And when we know what your levels are, we get to say exactly how much you need.
Okay.
It's not necessary to go out and grab a bottle of omega-3s and take 10 a day. And sometimes people get that feeling that more is necessary. And that's not the case.
Okay. All right. How do I get more? Have I learned everything I need to know here?
I think you have.
All right.
It's an important topic, and we certainly know the importance of diet and exercise on overall health. And part of that diet message is really the importance of getting omega-3s in your diet. And it's either through fish or you're going to need it through supplementation.
Yeah, I'll choose the supplementation. I like fish, but I don't know. You know, why not? And it sounds from what you're saying that the supplementation is a more direct, for sure, method of adding these to your body. And where do I go for more information again, please?
It's knowyouromega3s.com.
Great. Thank you so much. This is a good
Thank
thing.
You.
I think this is a good thing. Thank you. You take care now.
You too.
Thanks, doctor. Bye-bye. Well, I'm out of time for today, and I do apologize for that. Actually, I have more time. I just don't really want to go any further with this. But I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. That should be exciting for everybody. With a new guest and new kind of stuff to talk about. So be intelligent. Return again tomorrow. Please. And in the meantime, I wish you peace.